I think I ought to speak about one evening when he spoke of a game of noticing and naming objects from just one glance. He used to play this game, apparently, with his brother and other times, where you say, you have just a second to look at this table. And then you have to not look at it and remember. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Mm. And I asked him, you have to repeat back, you know, something, one of those games. I asked him if his state of noticing everything is constant. And he said, it always has been. Except when I'm empty. And I hardly look out the window of my room. I'm empty, he said. That's why, sir, said he to Alain, sometimes when you come into the room, I jump out of my skin.
Hmm. Hmm.
That was interesting, how he could look at everything, see everything, and then he'd go into these states of being empty. And then anything would startle him. Mm-hmm. He said also, in the car going to Amboise, actually, if we'd ever heard definitions of meditation, if we'd never heard it, what would it mean to us? And we had said a concern for life. He then asked, how does one look at oneself, not each individual, but in a way in which all things are included? He said, pointing to a mountain, he said, it's like being up there. When you look down from there, you see everything in its proper place. So how do you see from there? Not how, but what is seen from there? And that is the question. And then he asked, do you remember silence? There'd been a silence. Where was it, he said, and Alain said, the Chateau de Mimont. And he said, yes, there was silence, and all the sounds in it.
Mm.
That wonderful thing, like that.
Mm-mm.
I said it had happened since, and he nodded and says, yes, several times in this room. And he said, where do you start to look from? Not up there, but where you are. You must be very sensitive and do everything you can for that. The right food, enough sleep. Hip baths, he was hipped on hip baths. I've forgotten about hip baths.
Oh, yes.
This is, I think, was back. Mary talks about having to have hip baths and mountain streams and melted snow when they were in the Tyrol. He used to take hip baths in the tub. Ice cold water, I tried it once, it was unbearable. I never did it again. And it says hip bath, and he laughed at me as he said it because I had complained. Be aware of everything you do. Have you ever tried that awareness? He asked us. Alain said that he had, and Kay went on. You are not aware if there is a center watching to correct. As long as there is this, you are not watching. There must be no center. Then things are corrected of themselves. That is the lesson for this evening. And then he changed the subject and said he wanted us to speak French only all through supper.